Welcome back. Coming up for 9:45, this is Lester Gibbett standing in for Keino Kamis on Today here on Cape Talk. We asked the question, are municipal employers allowed to decide who and can't make use of amenities like swimming pools in particular based on what they consider to be appropriate swimwear? This is what Jerome Fortune is a father based in Retreat has observed at his local swimming pool. He says the manager at the pool physically stands at the gate and inspects swimwear. And if you don't have the proper attire, then sorry, no access. This is according to Jerome. Jerome's issue is that some kids just can't afford proper swimming trunks, particularly in the area that pool services, which is the Retreat Steenberg area. And therefore, he says, is denied access to the public swimming pool. He joins us on the line now. Jerome Fortune, how are you doing this morning?
Good day, sir. I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. What have you been observing there?
Yes, sir. Being as a manager, we physically stand at the gate, as you said, and inspect swimming. And if it's deemed inappropriate, then you are not allowed access. It happens daily. So,
what according have you heard constitutes appropriate swimwear?
That's the thing. We're not quite sure. That's why we needed the city to direct us and to let us know what is deemed appropriate.
Mm.
Because I've been barred from entering. Simply because my shorts that I wear wasn't deemed appropriate. Funnily enough, that is the same one I wear to any other pool.
Mm.
So I'm not sure why and what's happening, but the manager has taken it upon herself to inspect and allow all whoever goes in, whoever's, dressed properly to go in, whoever's not, unfortunately, to turn around.
I can understand that they would probably not want people to wear underwear in a public swimming pool, but at the same time, particularly for a young child, what's the difference between, for example, a Speedo Prooky and a, a pull-up underpants? Not even a swim shorts, a little Prooky, pull-up underpants. What would be the difference? So I can understand people not. I would draw the line, at silky boxes. There's a public decency issue because those things are flimsy. You jump in the pool and they come off. But what particularly shorts were you wearing? Like a running shorts? Was it a sports shorts? What kind?
It was actually a swim shorts. It was a swim shorts boot for swimming. I was told it's not permissible because we've got a pocket. And apparently the pocket creates drag and I could drown. Believe it or not, and I was barred from entering. On my post that I put on Facebook, there was a lady commented that a 3-year-old son was denied access because he didn't have the proper swim shorts. Now, how do you tell a 3-year-old, they're not allowed to swim because they don't have the what's deemed appropriate? We have loads of kids being turned around every day. So basically what you have a group of 5 kids going, and then one being told they can't enter because they're not dressed appropriately.
Mm.
And that kid then have the option just either to go home. What a lot of people do is they then just take a train to New Zealand. And we're talking about groups of kids of, 10, 11 years old. Instead of going to the street bars, which is in the community, they now hop on a train to go to New Zealand just to go swim. It's another problem.
Jerome, you told our producer earlier that you were also barred from entering, even though you weren't going to swim, you were just taking your daughter to swim. What happened there?
Yes, sir. I took my daughter on a Saturday. That's how outside she goes to go swim. I sit and watch her. And I encountered this manager, and I'm a shanto. I encountered the manager, and she blocked access to the swimming pool. As she told me, I'm not dressed appropriately, so I can't enter. I explained to her that I'm there to watch my daughter. I'm paying to sit and watch her while she swims. Her response was, I can't enter because I'm not dressed appropriately, even though I'm not going to go swim. Which I found to be totally ridiculous. They got benches there, especially for that, if you need to sit and watch your kids. And I was told that I'm allowed in that time, but the next time I'm not going to be allowed in, at least I myself dressed appropriately for the bar. Even though I don't go swim. So I need some clarity on that from someone who can tell us what is the rules and regulations. Mm. We can't make it up as we go along.
Jerome Fortune, Jerome Fortune is a father based in Retreat. He claims that the management at Retreat swimming baths don't allow certain people in, don't allow with unacceptable swimming attire. It's a claim that he has made, so that's why we thought we'd get Zahid Badreddin. He's the MACO member for Community Services and Health, particularly dealing with public amenities. Zahid, thanks so much for joining us. Is Jerome's concerns or complaints warranted? Have you heard something like this?
Good morning to you and Jerome, as well as the listeners. So this is actually the first time that I'm dealing with this kind of specific situation. And it's in trying to understand this with the officials, it's clear here that there are obviously two different types of swimming pools, indoor swimming pools and outdoor swimming pools. Mm. Our indoor swimming pools, in terms of the water quality, is very strictly monitored and very strictly enforced. Because of the nature of the water and the nature of the facility, as well as the regulations around that. But in terms of the concerns that Jerome has raised, interestingly, the matter is not necessarily about where the body is being covered, but rather about the health and safety related to the particular materials being used. And so it's correctly noted in this instance where the concerns are relating to materials, specifically cotton, that is more absorbent, that retains detergent materials, and also gives off fibers that then could potentially block the filtration systems over time, which is the main concern. Yeah. And so what we ask our pool users to do is to come to our swimming pools in synthetic material. So here we're asking for swimming gear that's synthetic in nature, and these are not expensive items. I would think it's things that can be bought at the flea market, and ultimately what it does do then is not release these fibers and so on. And you were looking for a word earlier that's not brookie or whatever else, and I thought to myself, maybe these tronkies that the three-year-olds are wearing. And so I know that it's something that is upsetting, and access to our facilities is very important, and especially on the last experience that Jerome had raised about being blocked from watching his daughter swim, even though he was not going to swim, is something that I'm going to look into, and I hope that you can share the Jerome's contact details with me so that I can then liaise with him directly specifically about that matter.
We will put you in touch, Zahid. And Zahid, I understand. I know Retreat Swimming Baths is a beautiful facility. Growing up in Retreat Steenberg, I remember the old Retreat swimming baths. It's chalk and cheese of what the community has at the disposal now. It's a beautiful facility, but I think we also need to then take into consideration who does that facility then service. Yes, it has the capability to host competitive galas where I'm sure the water quality needs to be maintained. But at the same time, if you look right across the road from the Retreat swimming pools are tenement flats. And people who come from a particular economic background. As Heidi says on the WhatsApp line, the manager of Retreat Pool should understand the demographics of the area and more of the economics of the area. So if I'm a mother who wants, you know, to get my, you know, entertain my kid for the afternoon, yes, I could probably go look somewhere for an appropriate swimming shorts, but if all he has is a tronky, a little underpants to swim in, you know, I don't think they take into consideration what fibers get caught in the filtration system because it's a public facility.
Yes. No, it's definitely a very valid point that you make, and it's something that a conversation that I will have with the officials, especially relating to the four indoor areas, which are essentially located in our poorer communities. Mm. Another world-class facility is in Blue Downs, another indoor swimming pool. And so I'm glad that this matter had been raised because it's something that I can go and investigate further with the officials. And also, as I said earlier, we must make sure that our poorer communities have access to these quality facilities. And here's an issue that needs to be looked into. And the question is, how can we, together with the officials, make it a more welcoming space for all of our community members?
I feel it's a fascinating topic to raise. And we can't shoot down, you know, the state when they provide and they build, you know, world-class facilities in our communities. The Retreat swimming pool is an absolute gem. But I think now, now this quite this where we talk about the actual what needs to be done to maintain that area. And I never thought something as fibers in a pair of swimming trunks could affect that. I think a balance needs to be made. But I take your point in that respect. And I just want to go back to Jerome in retreat, whether he accepts that consideration. Jerome, you're still on the line with us. Do you accept that argument from the city that it's not necessarily the type of clothing, but the manufacture, the fiber that does affect a world-class pool that we have there in retreat? Sorry, Jerome, are you still with us? Are you there?
I'm still with you, so I can hear you.
Your thoughts on the explanation by Zaid Badreddin?
Yes, sir. I understand what the gentleman is saying. But once again, as you pointed out, right across from the pools, we're sitting with flats, right? What do we know about the fibers? You get what I'm saying? Our children barely have a foot to take to school. So now you need to go buy synthetic clothing so it can adhere to whatever... But the thing is, some of the discord, I think that should be on the city to come up with a plan to solve this issue, because it's easier to say, okay, you go buy a certificate and then you allow in. Whereas there must be something the city can do to deal with the fiber issue. I think that could be a much easier approach to solve this, because we're talking about 100,000 people who need to use this school. The info does get filtered down to us. That lady stands in the gate and tells us, listen, we can't get in or you're not properly dressed. We have never heard about the fiber story. This is the first time we hear about, fiber clogging their brains, whatever. So that needed to be communicated.
Jerome, I hope you get in contact with MACO member Zaid Badreddin of the City of Cape Town regarding this. I think it's a very interesting issue, and I'm glad that we ventilated it here on the show so that there can be an explanation. Also, an acknowledgement to the city. We have a world-class facility in an area like Retreat, but also it needs to be accessible to the immediate community and the people that it serves in Retreat and Steenberg. Zaid, thanks so much for joining us on air.
Thank you very much for having me.